Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
Bonjour mes amis, my name is Sandrine, I am an Ascension Mentor and a Trance Channel. So today I would like to share with you about our three intuitive centers. So we'll have a little overview about that, and then we'll go through an activation that's going to help you activate your three intuitive centers and also harmonize them so they can work together into creating a pure channel so you can tap more into your intuition, like really receive more crystal clear intuition, being able to recognize it, to acknowledge it, and also maybe to expand your intuition to galactic realms or to the earth realms, which is always awesome. So if you haven't liked my channel and you do enjoy this video, I would really appreciate if you could give a little thumb up to this video and also subscribe to my channel. That'd be great. Thank you. So the three intuitive centers are the guts, the heart center, and the head space. So we will start with the guts. So the guts is actually like kind of a mind. So we can also call this the three minds or three intuitive centers, because literally like these three centers are going to relay different kind of information. And when they are really well wired, they can give us tremendous signals about our physical body, but also about our environment, the people that are around us, and then about our energetic field and on our spirit guides and the galactic friends that are present in our energetic field. So we start with the guts because it's really like the primal intuitive centers. So we all know the expression like having a gut feeling, and it's literally that. So these intuitive centers rely very deeply on the instinct that we have. So it really triggers like the primal cortex, and the guts literally had like billions of neurons inside of it, right? And that's directly connected to the limbic brain. So when the gut system is healthy, when the gut system functions well, then it can receive, you know, like information and then transmit that very quickly and very accurately to our primary brain. And this is how we're going to start feeling, oof, like this doesn't feel quite right, or ooh, I feel drawn to this, or I feel drawn to that person or that location. It's coming from the lower belly. So sometimes like women like to talk about warm intelligence as well. And it's like different centers, but it's kind of the idea behind it. If we transcend simply kind of these body parts and these areas and organs, right, then we can understand that it's really like this area of the lower belly, of the womb or the guts, really relay information about being grounded on earth now, about, you know, our physical environment, our physical body. So if we have, for example, poor digestion, a poor gut health system, then it becomes very difficult for the guts to actually relay information, to send information to the brain, and then for the brain to really receive that accurately, and also to the brain, for the brain to transmit information to the gut system. So it's very important to have a healthy gut system. And for that, what do? We eat healthy, like a lot of fruits, a lot of raw food, fermented food, then definitely avoid like meat and dairy products and gluten as well, which is kind of really damaging for the gut system, or really like sporadically. So like mostly, you know, eating what comes from Mother Earth, and that's really supercharged in really high frequencies and minerals and vitamins, and everything that we need, you know, comes directly, you know, in the fruits, also really good vegetables and raw food even better. Taking a probiotic also really hugely helps with improving the gut system, so the intelligence that we can perceive directly residing inside of us. Because when we take like really good strain probiotics, so it's like at least 50 billion strains of probiotic, like it's actually been proven that increases also brain function and cognition and memory and so on. It kind of creates this connection between the guts and the mind and the brain. So I would like to really encourage you to have a really honest, check-in with yourself and see if there is anything that you can do to improve your gut health. So now when it comes to intuition, like this center very much really our sixth sense. So like we all know our five sense, right? But did you know there is actually a sixth sense, which is called interoception. And that's such a cool sense. It's our ability to understand the signal sent by our physical body. So it's like the physical body uses interoception, for example, to say, I am hungry or I am thirsty. But very often we don't really listen and it's not properly wired because that would come out of habit. So we just eat like breakfast, lunch, dinner and snacks and we drink coffee and, and just because out of habit, we think we are hungry and we think we need that. But actually, like if we start doing a fast, for example, then we can really start reclaiming this connection with the gut system through our interoception center. Because very often when you start, embracing like fast, such as intermittent fasting or different kind of fasting, then you kind of go back to a blank state and then you can really rewire this connection with your body and start really listening to your body. And it's surprising, like since I've been doing that, intermittent fasting and eating mostly like fruit and raw, then my interoception sense has tremendously increased. And I was already pretty onto it with all the yoga, meditation and mindfulness practice that I do. But it really comes from, being able to listen. And I observe that I eat a lot less than I used to, but I don't know, I don't starve myself, not at all. It's just like, when I think I'm hungry, I'm just gonna actually like take a walk or drink a glass of water. It's like, wait a minute, I am really hungry? Or is it just because I'm used to eating now? And very often it's like, oh yeah, I used to eating now, or actually, you're hungry. Why not have a fruit? And then I have a fruit and then I feel better. Like before, I never thought I could sustain myself on like two bananas, but I can actually sustain myself on two bananas for hours. So it's really interesting to be able to dive into that. And when we really listen to the signals of our body, then our physical body actually tells us like, you're overworking, you're really tired. If you take a rest, and it is for then our responsibility to honor that and to follow the advice of our body and to rest. Because if we don't, what happens? Like, we get sick. Like, we have to lie down in bed for days feeling miserable. And, oh, like, what, poor me. Or like, we actually injure ourselves. Because I've had such a strong immune system all my life that for me, it would be more like cuts. So I would literally like slice my tendon. Not fun. Or like really get injuries in my body or very strong pain, a little bit like, out of nowhere doing something silly. And it's just because my body like really freaking needed me to stop, rushing around constantly. So even though it was sending me messages, I didn't listen. So my body had to find a way for me to stop. And this is how we start, really actually damaging our body. Not good at all. Because listen to this, a lot of us out there, and a lot of people who come and contact me, oh, Sandrine, I wish I was this intuitive. How do you do? Like, I don't think I'm intuitive at all. I'm just like, well, actually, you most likely are, like all of us who are intuitive. But the first thing is that we don't know how to distinguish or to recognize our intuition. And the second thing is that we self-sabotage because when our intuition says something, then we don't want to hear it because we don't like what our intuition says, such as you should fast. I really feel like I really need a break right now. Like go on a fast or you know, like, don't hang out with these people. These people are not good for you. But then it's like, oh, but that's so rude. I cannot do that. I don't know how to say to them that I cannot simply, you know, hang out with them. So when we receive messages, it's like, you know, they're not to our liking. So then we discard them. And then we think we're not intuitive. So like, again, it's really good to check in and to be really honest. It's not about, you know, feeling guilty or ashamed or whatever. It's just like being very honest and saying, yep, I can resonate with that. I totally resonate with that. I still do it, even though like it's my work to be intuitive, you know, be intuitive and to teach intuition, like through my Galactic Intuitive online course. So even though I teach all of these things and I practice most of that all of the time, still every now and then I have, you know, like, intuition coming, I'm like, and sometimes I'm not ready. So if something like that happens to you and like we receive a message, for example, like for me, it's to go on a really like deep fruit fast. I know it is coming, but it is not right now because I am not psychologically ready and I have things happening in my life that don't allow me to go into that space yet. So I'm like, intuition, I know, I acknowledge you. I have to go on a proper fruit fast for quite a while, actually. You know, being guided by the beautiful Cory. Love you, Cory. Thank you so much for being there. And, you know, being, you know, like guided by her through this deep fruit fast. So I know I have to do that, but I am not ready. But the difference between ignoring that and saying, I can hear you, I'm just not ready. So I keep you in my thoughts. I know I'm just going to act on it, but not right now. The difference between these two approaches is that actually you acknowledge your intuition. So you keep the channel clear. And when we keep the channel clear, then intuition keeps on coming. Because think about intuition as a frequency, because everything is frequency. And as a frequency, you could even visualize intuition as a crystal or as a being. And then imagine, like, you have a good friend who comes and that good friend starts speaking to you and you're like, oh yeah, I can hear you, but actually, like, I'm just going to totally ignore you because what you say is like, I don't really want to hear it right now. And just basically you ignore that person. Well, after a while, that person representing the frequency of intuition is eventually going to go away. That, like, it could hover in your field and intuition is part of you, but it's like all the channels are blocked because they are not used, because they are not regarded, you know, as highly as they need to be regarded as, you know, like pure, they are really like channels of, you know, divine knowing, deep inner knowing. Okay, so that's for the gut feeling. It's really like all about more like the physical body and also this raw primal sense of gut feeling, you know? And your gut feeling is always right. A lot of people don't understand intuition, but they understand gut feeling. So if you feel that already, work with that. You know, your body, like everything is in the body, basically. So if you can tune into your body and ask your body, feel in your belly, for example, practical exercise. If you're not sure what decision to make between two options, bring one decision in your lower belly. So you can visualize it in your gut or you can visualize it in your warm area, which men do have as well, this kind of creative warm area residing within, like the whole of the universe is inside, right? So you can bring that one option inside and really feel that inside you, you know, connecting to your lower belly, and observe how you feel. Do you feel expansive or do you feel restricted? Do you have shortness of breath or do you feel like, oh, like super enthusiastic and light? So like your body is going to already give you the answer. But we will keep with this video because more is coming. So the next intuitive center or the next mind we work with is the heart center. Oh, I love it. So I could go on about that for hours, but for the purpose of this video, I will be sure. So the heart is actually more intelligent than the mind. And I don't know if you've heard about the Heart Math Institute, but they have amazing courses there, even some free courses that you can, you know, get and learn about the heart intelligence, and everything is proven scientifically, which for me is always amazing because I come off from being intuitive and then I read about science and science completely back up everything that I felt. So I'm like, yay! Not that I thought I was making this up, because I always trust my intuition to be, you know, right, to be authentic, I would say 100%. 100%, but having science backing it up, it kind of creates more weight to it. So the Heart Math Institute is amazing. And so basically your heart center like creates the strongest electric current inside our physical body. And so when we start connecting and practicing heart breath, so like we visualize this area here, breathing, inhaling, exhaling, we actually increase the electromagnetic field of the heart, and that can be measured. And when we do that consciously, this electromagnetic field can radiate to up to a meter away from our physical body. I know for people it would be a bit wider, but like when we work on that, it's amazing already. Because imagine, like, each person, we have this electromagnetic field there. And so it means that when we come in contact with other people, it's like even before connecting to another person, our electromagnetic fields are already touching one another. And this is very interesting because in this electromagnetic field reside our emotions, everything that we feel, because like the feelings are felt through the heart. It's the heart portal that carries the feelings, the emotions. So the emotions kind of radiate through this electromagnetic field. So let's say, I'm sure like you have had this experience. Tell me if you've had this experience, like, you meet someone, you meet a friend, for example, it's like, oh, hi, hugging, how are you? And the other person is like, oh, yeah, no, my life is great, you know, everything is amazing. But you kind of feel that there is this tension and the person is very good at hiding that something is going on. They just, for all sorts of reasons, not judging that, you know, our friend, but for all sorts of reasons, they just don't want to say how bad they feel, how sad they are, how maybe how angry they are, or the thing that just happened before that really shook them. It's like they are being very private. So they pretend that everything is right, but we kind of feel that there is a discordance there. And it becomes, because in their, you know, in the electromagnetic field channeling from their heart, there are other emotions. So they say one thing, but they feel another thing. So it's also very important to realize that in terms of communication, because when you start entering communication with someone, for example, in the workplace, or if there is a little bit of a conflicting situation, then like the person is going to really project a lot. But if you start connecting to your heart, you can feel that the person, like, very often, like people who want to be righteous and they are angry and they are frustrated, or they are like, you know, oh, they did it to me, and blah blah blah, a bit like victim. If you really start tapping into the heart center, it's like, okay, let's bring my awareness into my heart as I'm having this interaction. Like, what do I perceive from my heart? And my heart is perceiving that actually this person was, that person really had a shock. So that person was a shock, and it created this ripple of being really unsettled and maybe very scared. You know, that person actually was really scared, and maybe that person felt attacked. So that person needs to be protected. Or maybe that person is actually very sad inside, very, very sad. And so when we can connect to our heart center this way, then we can understand the depth beyond the simple words, and we can really start bringing heart-centered communication. So just simply, you know, listening to the other person and then speaking from the heart. And the amazing thing is that as we connect to our heart, we can breathe into our heart, and we can simply feel, for example, we can feel love or patience. And as we connect to that, when we are interacting with the other person, we simply connect to our heart center, breathing love and connection, for example, patience inside and out, then it kind of projects into our energetic field, and the other person is going to start feeling it, and we're going to anchor as well that heart quality inside of us. So all of that is amazingly well explained with the Heart Math Institute, if you want to check that out. But that is the heart intelligence. And in terms of intuition, this is exactly how I have explained. Like, when you come around people, when you go into a location or a home or like anywhere really, and you start interacting, your heart is going to start perceiving the frequencies, the energy of the other people around you, but also the energy of the space. So if you perceive that something is creepy, that maybe like the frequencies are very low for whatever reason, that it's not very clear, you know, like if you go house hunting, for example, because you want to move, which is always fun, I love doing that, then you kind of feel the vibe of the house. You don't know what happened in that house before, who lived there, but you can feel if the vibrations are quite low or if the vibrations are really uplifted. Like if you go to a sanctuary where people meditate and pray a lot, you know, then like the frequencies are so high. All of that is really being perceived through the heart portal. It's amazing. And then, for example, I don't know if you've ever been in Europe, in ancient castle and places that are very haunted. And then you go there and then, first of all, like the heart center is going to feel like the really low vibration, but then gut feeling is going to start kicking like, oh, something's not quite right. Like it's happened to me like endless time because I grew up in Europe, obviously, my accent, you know, and we would visit old castle. Like mom had many friends who had actually castles, and then we would go there and then, oh my God, like hair on my arms would rise up, and I would have like my spine going like ding 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 ding, alert, alert, alert. So that was all coming from like the heart portal feeling, like the vibrations being very low, and then my gut feeling kicking in like some days danger there. And that's all of because of the entities and stuff like that that were murking in the shadows. Also, the heart is the seat of intuition when we connect to our soul. So how can I explain that? When I perceive the soul, so when I work with someone, I perceive the soul starting from the belly. It's kind of like the seat of the soul is like inside the belly, and the soul can be fully expanded in, you know, the whole physical body and beyond, which shows like pretty much the person is fully aligned with the soul, or the soul is very much curled up into a little ball, like, you know, completely ignored to the person, is being very cut from the soul. But like, that's for me, that's how I perceive, right? So it could be very different from you and from, you know, anyone else. But what I want to say is that the soul really speaks from the heart portal. So if there is, again, a decision, you know, that you have to take into your life, and you wonder what's the most in alignment with my soul and my soul purpose, simply take a moment to breathe, and breathe from the guts, breathe from the heart, breathe from the head, which we are going to do just after, and simply connect to your heart center and ask to be 100% aligned with your soul right now, 100% aligned with your soul right now. And as you do that, bring in a question and observe the answer coming. So the answer could come in with words or with colors or again sensations in the physical body. So it's kind of, you see how you're starting to wire the intuitive centers together. Okay, so we're going to do a practice after. So keep on watching, it's going to be amazing. So it's a practice and an activation at times, at the same time. So now let's come to the head center, headspace. So I call it the headspace because it's actually like brain and mind, like together, because like the brain is like the physical place where the mind resides. But the mind is also present in the heart and the gut. So the mind doesn't only reside in the brain, right? But the brain is there as a container for the mind in the head. But also there is like the collective mind, by the way. Higher mind. So to connect to this, it's very important to meditate, because the mind is a very bad boss. So the mind, if it's not under control, it's going to make you do all sorts of things that are very draining and unpleasant and even negative for you, like, you know, like all sorts, you know, like the nagging mind. You shouldn't be doing this. Who do you think you are? Oh, look at that person. You know, she's such a bitch. Oh, look at that person. They're charging these prices. Oh, like blah, blah, blah. So the mind is going to start, you know, taking you in all sorts of places. You start thinking about something, and 2 minutes later, you don't know what happened, but you're thinking about something completely different, difficult to concentrate. So very, very bad boss. But once you learn to control the mind, it is the best servant ever. And the mind is a tool. The mind is not negative. It is only negative if we don't control it. But the mind is the most amazing computer available to us. It is more powerful than a computer will ever be. Because the mind has the ability to connect not only to like very deep cellular level, to actually go within and really understand what's going on inside, but the mind can also expand all the way to the multidimensional realities out there. It does that by opening up, and it does that by wiring, being wired into a certain way, because we control it, because we silence it. So then we can start perceiving different things. But this is the thing, you know, like through the mind and the brain is received, are received all the intuitive modes. So clairsentience, clairaudience, claircognizance, and clairvoyance. Everything comes through the mind. Like if you bring this out, like basically we're dead and we cannot perceive anything. So it is impossible to really be a powerful intuitive if we don't control our mind. No way, that's not going to happen, because the mind operates mostly from the subconscious mind. It's crazy, like between 80 and 90% of our decisions and actions are directed from our subconscious mind. So we don't even control, like we think we are doing it, but no, actually it's like all freaking negative beliefs, limiting beliefs and fears making us do it, or most of the time not do it, to trying to keep us safe from, you know, pretended danger out there. So really get, you know, like really start asking yourself the right questions on why you think certain ways, you know, where does that come from? How, like from your family, from your friends, from your environment, from school, from society, you know, from your lower self, from your lower ego. Where do thoughts come from? Because intuition never asks you to play small. Intuition is never going to tell you that you're stupid, that who do you think you are, you shouldn't be doing that, there are already so many people doing it. No, intuition is the language of our soul. It's the language of the, like it's the channel through which we perceive, you know, all the quantum universe that's out there. So how come can the intuition be negative? If you ever perceive anything negative, it is coming from the mind, from the lower mind, from the subconscious mind. So move that away. If there is really a lot of darkness coming, like, I don't buy into that. This is not me. I am the light of the divine. And as such, as I reclaim to be fully aligned to my soul, and I reclaim to reconnect to my higher mind, to the really deep inner knowing, so I can recognize the intuitive message that comes as divine guidance, you know, like through beautiful images when we close our eyes, through sounds, observing synchronicities around us, seeing all the abundance around us. All of that comes from rewiring the mind, because you know, when we grow up and actually all our life, there are so many like sensory overload around us, like our primary brain. So that's the amygdala that's going to do that. It's going to filter information, and it filters information super quickly, right? And it's going to filter information and deem it as, oh, this is important. Let's keep this. And this is not important. So we're not going to keep on hooking on that. So we are being wired by our environment and the amygdala. And for example, if it rains and we hear people moaning about the rain constantly, then we will start thinking, oh, the rain, I'm so depressed right now because it rains. Actually, it's not us, it's a freaking program running. Guys, wake up. Like, it's because our parents and society moans because it rains. Rain is amazing. Rains allow us to grow amazing food, like the grass is green. Rain is a gift, okay? There's nothing negative about rain. If it rains for days onward, it gives us time to be inside and to snuggle up with a, you know, cacao, and to meet friends and to go watch movies. Like, it's fine, you know? So everything put into question about why you think that way, why you would react that way. And it's like, observe that very often it's just programs running inside of you. And then you can start reclaiming your power over your mind and your power over your life. And then when everything is like kind of aligning and harmonized, then they start working together. And then we kind of forget a little bit which centers does what or where does it come from exactly, because it kind of, it becomes very fluid. It's a constant stream of divine open channels. So we never question what we receive. And if there is something that feels more low vibration or really like sad, or like we have this, you know, on the low spectrum of emotions arising, it's like, oh, where does that come? Does it come from my mind? Is it the environment? Is it the people I'm hanging out with? Where does it come from? And it's like so freaking empowering. You know, it's amazing to be like that, because then we can really reclaim, you know, we can reclaim joy and happiness and heart-centered connection and authentic communication, and we can go after our dreams, and we can know about our soul mission, and we can connect to our friends in spirit, and we can understand our physical bodies who are in better health. So, like, yeah, it's amazing. So, so cool. Okay, so now, my dear friends, half an hour later, I would like to take you through a little activation. So I would simply like to ask you to now close your eyes and start breathing from the lower belly. Start breathing from the belly, feeling the inhale and the exhale in the lower belly now. And as you connect to your lower belly, start feeling that your muscles are relaxing, that your mind is softening. And you breathe from your lower belly, connecting to your gut's intelligence, connecting to your sacred womb where resides all the wisdom of the universe. Beautiful. Now start drawing your awareness into your heart center, please. Start feeling the heart center and breathe from your heart center. And as you breathe from your heart center, feel that it is expanding more and more with every breath that you take. Expand your heart center even more all around you, front and back, left and right, all around you. Increase the electromagnetic field from the heart center now. Beautiful. Now please start drawing your awareness into the headspace. Start breathing from the headspace now. Expanding the headspace with every breath that you take until you feel the headspace going far beyond your physical body. Beautiful. Now start breathing from the three minds all together, please. Three intuitive centers breathing at once. The gut, the heart center, and the head space. Breathing, breathing from the three centers. And as you do that, feel that you are starting to create a pillar of light inside you. The three centers start connecting to one another, and a gigantic light is starting to be felt within the body from below all the way to the top. And as you continue breathing, you're going to anchor this pillar of light all the way down, down, down into the earth and all the way up, up, up through the crown of the head, shining up, 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 all the way up to source. Trust your soul to know where to anchor in source, in the multiverse. Excellent, beautiful. Now start feeling this deep connection that you have to the lower realms, the intelligence and the ancient wisdom residing within Gaia. Being able to perceive ancient codes coming from Gaia. Being able to understand the wisdom of creation, connecting to Gaia and all of her creation. Beautiful. And as you connect from above, start feeling high levels of frequency starting to come down, 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 like a shower of vibrant light, flowing like a liquid river. From the crown of the head now, deep inside the body and also all around you. So the column of light is now growing so big that you are inside this column of light now. Beautiful. This color of light is there for you always. You simply need to consciously connect to it, to activate it fully. This is a powerful channel to your intuition and also to the realms of Gaia and to the higher realms. Now please visualize a circle in front of your belly. In front of your lower belly, visualize a circle, a silver circle. Visualize that in front of your belly now, and with your breath, you are going to absorb this circle inside your lower belly. And as you are absorbing this circle inside your lower belly, it is starting to rotate on the vertical axis. Through the vertical axis, this circle made out of silver is starting to rotate on the vertical axis in a clockwise direction inside your belly. And as it does so, it is going to clear and activate the gut system. And the warm wisdom. Beautiful, great. Now please visualize a circle in front of your heart center. This is a green circle. Visualize metallic green. And same thing, you're going to breathe and bring this circle inside of your chest now, inside of your heart center. And as it's coming in, it's going to go all the way deep within the heart center and rotate on the vertical axis in a clockwise direction. And as it does so, it's going to clear the heart center from unwanted wounds and pains and lower vibrations that no longer serves you. And it is going to recharge your heart center with vibrations of love and oneness. Beautiful, excellent. Now please bring your awareness in front of the forehead. And here it is slightly different. So visualize a circle in front, the front of the head, forehead. This circle is golden, beautiful metallic gold. And this circle is actually going to start rotating first in front of the forehead. And as it does so, it is brushing inside the forehead, clearing the Ajna center from the front first, opening up doors to intuition. Beautiful. And now start visualizing this circle rotating on the vertical axis, moving above the head. It is between the crown of the head and your soul star. This circle, golden circle, is rotating through the vertical axis in a clockwise direction. Visualize it. Excellent. Opening up the channels to above, also from Sahasrara chakra now. Beautiful. And now please bring the circle all the way back to the back of the head, on that soft part where the skull meets the spine. There is a soft part there. Now visualize the circle rotating still on a vertical axis in a clockwise direction. Beautiful golden circle. Excellent. Well done. Excellent. Now start bringing from this place inside the head, directly through this soft spot, you're going to bring the circle in all the way to the pineal gland deep inside the head. And this circle continues rotating in a clockwise direction on the vertical axis. And this circle is clearing the pineal gland of all the old programmings residing inside the headspace that prevent you from accessing intuition, from trusting your intuition also. Excellent, beautiful. Now you have these three circles rotating inside of you, inside the belly, the heart center, and the headspace. Feel them rotating together as you breathe. They are all starting to rotate clockwise, all together. Same motion happening. Beautiful. And now listen, you're gonna breathe from the heart center, and as you breathe, I would like to invite you to bring the circle in the gut and the circle in the head all the way to the heart center. So one up and one down. As you breathe, feel this circle coming together, merging in the heart center. And as they meet in the heart center, there is a flash of light now as the circle increase in diameter and transform into a vibrant metallic white light circle rotating inside the heart center now. And this big circle now is expanding even more. And as it expands, this circle becomes so big that it is also brushing the lower belly and the headspace. Visualize this metallic circle, white circle, expanding now. And as it brushes the lower belly and the headspace, it also brushes everything around you, clearing and activating new levels of connection to heart intelligence and intuition now. Beautiful. Continue increasing this circle until it is all around you, creating a big bubble. And this circle is all around you, rotating. And watch, now it's going to start increasing speed. And as it starts increasing speed, it is going to act like a vortex swooshing outside of your energy field, everything that no longer serves you on your path to connecting more deeply to your intuition, to connecting more deeply to your gut's intelligence, to your heart's intelligence, and to your higher mind. It is going to help you tremendously access your innate powers of being a powerful intuitive. Visualize that accelerating even more until you cannot perceive the circle any longer because it is spinning so fast. Excellent. Dissolving now. Allow the circle to dissolve around you. Asking galactic cleaners to come and please help with the cleaning process to remove all the debris that were taken out of the energy field for the purpose of expansion. Beautiful. Connecting back to yourself by simply feeling the breath in your belly now. Asking that everything that has been removed be stored away in the Akash or destroyed forever, never to return. That all the lives that you are experiencing through different multidimensional time and space reality, parallel lives before and after, also benefits from this activation. So all the timelines where you are experiencing is also benefiting from this activation. And as this activation is anchoring you into higher frequencies, into highest identity timeline, closing, requiring now that the timelines of love, frequencies, vibration, experiences that are no longer needed to be active in your field, into the multiverse, be now closed. Retrieving all of your soul, requesting now 100% connection to your soul, requesting now 100% connection to your soul, requesting now 100% connection to your soul. Beautiful. Creating pure divine channels inside of you through the mind, the heart, and the headspace, all becoming one powerful channel of divine frequencies that you can anchor into this time and space reality with greater ease, bringing the template of clarity and ease inside your field now. Nearly done with the process of bringing templates in now, all for the purpose of expansion. Beautiful. Activation finished. Excellent. Now please simply draw your awareness back into your breath, and with as we will ask the beautiful friends working in your energetic field now to simply bring in golden light inside your energy field, sealing your energy field with the highest possible frequencies for you right now. And this golden light, asking that this golden light continues to operate into your field for the rest of the day and every other day, 365 days a year, daytime and nighttime, creating a beautiful cocoon of protection and also a high vibrating cocoon, allowing you to tap more easily into the deep inner knowing that is part of who you are. To understand the bigger picture of your journey, to understand your connection to Earth and to your soul and soul mission. Thanking you now for listening to this. Taking a few breaths before we can open the eyes. Yay! How did you like it? Did you feel anything? Did you perceive anything? Any colors, any shapes, any sensations? All of that was brought to you by, ta-da, your intuition. Thank your intuition now. Please, right hand on the heart, left hand on the heart. Hey, thank you, intuition. I love you, my intuition. Thank you so much, my intuition. I love you, my intuition. I promise you to connect with you every day and to trust you. To trust all the positive messages that you give me. Yeah, do connect. Do connect every day. You know, acknowledge your intuition. Thank it for being there. You know, increase this connection that you have. Because the more we cultivate something, the more it grows and blossoms, right? Who doesn't want to be highly intuitive? Being able to live a life, you know, fully guided. Also, if you're interested in to dive deeper into all of this, you know, this is just a very small part of my amazing Galactic Intuitive Online Course, which is a proper spiritual growth container where I teach you everything about intuition and also how to find crystal clear soul mission, to speak light language, to code, to program, deprogram, use templates and activations, sounds, and so on. The whole shabam is there. It's really an amazing course. It runs for about 5-6 weeks, depending on how fast you are. If you're interested, simply head onto my website, sandrines.com. Thank you very much. Be in light, be in love, and be in you. Gorgeous you. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, you will love Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University. Please visit my website, sandrines.com, for more information.